Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are at the two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasun Batzar Bashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel. So we're moving along here in the beginning of Perikei Shnoichlin, which discusses the laws of Yerusha, specifically. The first Mishnah began, Yesh Neuchlin u'manchilin, Yesh Neuchlin v'loy manchilin. Yesh manchilin v'loy neuchlin, and Yesh that are loy neuchlin v'loy manchilin. In the category of neuchlin v'loy manchilin, the Mishnah mentioned, Ho'ish es imoy, v'ho'ish es ishtoy, u'bnei achoyos. Now we already discussed, it was the topic of yesterday's daf, Ho'ish es imoy. Today's daf is going to talk about Ha'ish es ishtoy. So the Mishnah says that if a married woman dies, her husband yarshins her nechasim. Stating that if a married man dies, his wife does not yarshin his nechasim. Thus the ish is noichel, he yarshins, but he's not manchel, he doesn't bequeath because his wife will not yarshin him. Says the Gemara, minohani mili. What's the makar to this idea that an ish is noichel, but at the same time that he's not manchel? The Tanu Rabbanon, it's based on the following braisa. It says in the Torah, in the Seder of Nachlois, and this is one of the psukim in Parshas Pinchas, v'im ein achim lo'aviv, u'nesatem es nachalosoi l'she'eroi, hakoroiv elov, mi'mishpachtoi v'yorashoisoi. So again, we know that the way the laws of Nachlois are mentioned in the Torah is not the way they play themselves out halacha l'maisa. The Torah Shebal Peh in the parasha of Nachlois affects the laws in a somewhat disproportionate way. Specifically, if you look in the psukim seem to say that when a person dies, the seder hanachla is son, daughter, brother, father's brother, and then the Torah gives this vague term of She'era Yakare Velov, who's going to come afterwards, stating that as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, we know it's son, daughter, father. Now, son means son, V'chol Yoytzei Chalotzav, daughter means daughter, V'chol Yoytzei Chalotzav, same is true for father. But the point is that there's a disconnect between the way the laws are presented in the Torah to the way they play themselves out L'maisa. Now, the Pasuk, when it goes through it in the Pshutai Shel Mikra sense, so it mentions son, then daughter, then brother, then father's brother. Says the Torah, v'im ein achim lo'aviv, let's say the father has no brothers, u'nesatem es nachalosei l'she'eroi, hakoroit elov, mi mishpachtoi, v'yorashois. Says the Tana of this braisa, that from the word she'eroi we learn, she'habal yorash es ishtoi, that a husband has a schus to yarshin his wife. In other words, who's she'eroi? She'eroi is the wife. And what the Torah is saying is that the husband yarshins his wife. Now, the truth is, we saw already earlier in the perek that really it's a machlokes tanoim, whether she'eroi means wife or whether she'eroi means father. In fact, the Gemara brought a mandamar that was discussed in great detail, that this pasuk of unesatem es nachalosi l'she'er akarev elov is the makar that a person who dies, father, may potentially yarshin him. But the Tana of this braisa is going that she'eroi is ishtoi, and if that's the case, this pasuk is a makar that a husband yarshins his wife. Says the Gemara, Yochel, I would have thought afhi tiroshenu, that from this pasuk you should learn not only that a husband yarshins his wife, but that the wife yarshins the husband. You would think it goes both ways. Talmud Loimar, it says mefurish in the pasuk, mi mishpachtoi v'yorash oisa, he yarshins her. We learn from there, who yarish oisa, vein hi yarish oisa. The husband yarshins his wife, but the wife does not yarshin the husband. This is the makar to the idea that a ish is Yoyresh es Ishtar. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question. I mean, a super obvious question. And that is, V'hakroi lav hachiksivi. If you read the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? V'mein achim lo'aviv, u'nesatem es nachalosoi l'she'eroi. So whoever she'eroi is, it sounds like is the Yoyresh. Now, we said that the time of this braisa holds, she'eroi zu ishtoi. But the Pasuk doesn't say, then, that the man yarshins his wife. Faker, the Pasuk says that she'eroi yarshins, which would mean that the wife yarshins her husband. Unesatem es nachalosei l'she'eroi zu ishtoi would suggest that she'eroi, the wife, is the one that's actually going to be the yoyrish. So, Freit the Gemara, you're learning that ha'ish yoyrish es ishtoi from the pasuk unesatem es nachalosei l'she'eroi, because the definition of the word she'eroi is ishtoi. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says that the isha is yoyreshes. And not just that, you're telling me that the isha is yoyresh, but the isha is not yoyresh, right? Ha'isha's ishtoi is one of the yesh noichlam v'loy manchilam. From the pasuk, if anything, it would be mashma just the opposite. So where do you see that the man yarshins his wife? And how could you possibly say that the wife does not yarshin the pasuk? So the Gemara says that there were two mahalchim amongst the Gedolei Amayram how to make sense of this braisa. And the two Amayram are Abaya and Rava respectively. Abaya said, Teretz, the way you have to read the pasuk is, you have to be metaretz. You literally have to jumble the words around a little bit. What you have to read is, Unesatem es nachalosoi, that what the pasuk saying is number one, v'mein achim la'aviv, then you should take the Yerusha and you should give it la'karoiv elav. And then the pasuk says a second thing, and that is she'eroi, who's ishtoi, if she dies, v'yarash oisai, the husband should go ahead and the husband should yarshin. So Abaya said, enochinami, the way the words are presented to us in the pasuk, you can't make sense of ha'ish yoyres ishtoi, but that the isha doesn't yashin her husband. But what you need to do is you have to be metaritz the words. In fact, the one half a sentence of im ein achim la'aviv unesatem es nachalosi l'she'er akarav elov mi mishpachtev yarash oisai is not saying one thing, it's actually saying two things. And the way you read it is, v'im ein achim la'aviv unesatem es nachalosoi, not l'she'eroi hakorei ve'lov, but rather la'korei ve'lov. So if there's no achim la'aviv, then you're going to give the nachla to the next korev, and then you take the word l'she'eroi that we jumped over, you delete the lamed, and what you say is she'eroi v'yarash oisai, which is a second halacha that the husband yarshins his wife, and if that's the case, you see, number one, the husband yarshins his wife, and also v'yarash oisai, she herself is not going to yarshin the husband. So what did Abaya do? Abaya did three things. Number one, he took the words and he reads them out of order. The main achim la'aviv, not unesatem es nachalosoi l'she'eroi, but rather unesatem es nachalosoi la'koroi ve'elov. And then afterwards, l'she'eroi v'yarash oisai. So number one, he's reading the words out of order. Additionally, ha'koroi becomes la'koroi. The main achim la'aviv unesatem es nachalosoi, we have the word ha'koroi, it's la'koroi ve'elov. Additionally, he deletes the lamed from l'she'eroi because it's she'eroi. V'yarash oisai. Oh my Rava heard what Abaya said, and Rava said, "Sakinu charifa, mafsika kroy." What, you're taking a sharp knife and you're chopping sukkim all over the place? It's not something you're allowed to do. El amar Rava. So Rava said, "I'm going to do something similar, but it's not as intense as you. It's not a sakinu charifa, mafsika kroy. Rather, hachi kama. This is the way you have to read the pasuk. Meaning, Rava's also going to do surgery, but the procedure is going to be a little bit more minor." Says Rava, what you read is as follows: Unesatem es nachalas she'eroi loy. What you do with this pasuk is you read it as if it would say unesatem not es nachalosoi, but rather unesatem es nachalas, and not l'she'eroi, but rather she'eroi. And what we do is we take a lamed and a vav, and we put it after the word she'eroi. So what Rav is doing is he's deleting a vav from the word nachalosoi. He's deleting the lamed from the word l'she'eroi, and he's taking that lamed and the vav, and he's creating a new word, and that is loy, and he's strategically placing that word loy after the word she'eroi, so that we have it unesatem es nachalosoi l'she'eroi hakorev elav. The way Rava has it is unesatem es nachalas she'eroi. Roy, loy. So what's the pasuk saying? Take the nachala of she'eroi, who's ishtoi, loy, and you should give it to him. And then it says, v'yarash oisa, and that teaches me that the Baal is Yorish's wife, but she can't be Yorish's. Now, what's the premise to say this? And more than that, Rava has a major problem with what Abaya did. Sakina charifa mafsik akroi. What Rava did doesn't seem to be so much better. Now, it's true, it's not as intense. Abaya had a mix around the words, and he's also playing around with some of the letters. Rava is playing around with the letters nonetheless, so why is it so pasha that this is something you're allowed to do? And the answer to that is the next words. Kasavar, it's because the time of this, Braisa holds geirim umaysif in v'darshim. This is already a midah shatayin nidrashes bam. And this is an idea that you find, that it is possible for a person to take letters sometimes from a word remove them to create a new word. Again, you need a Messiah for this, but there is an idea of Gayun and Maisifin Vidarshan. So says Rava, I believe that that was the Makar of the Tana. That's how he came to Abal Yerushas Ishtoi from She'eri Zeu Ishtoi, even though in the Pshutei Shalnikar it sounds like it's the She'eri that's the Neuchel, not the one that's being the Manchel. But regardless, this concludes the opening Braisa of today's daf. Ha'ish Yerush Es Ishtoi. Ha'ish Enoi Manchel Ishtoi. Ha'ish Es Ishtoi is one of the Neuchel of the Manchel. What's the Makar? It's learned out from the word L'She'eroi HaKarevelov. She'eroi Zeu Ishtoi. Aye, in the Pasuk, it sounds like She'eroi is the Neuchel, not the Manchel, which is exactly the antithesis of the halacha that we're trying to prove. Abaya and Rava, two different mahalchim, what you need to do to this braisa. Abaya took a sakina charifa, he was mafsaki kuroi. Rava had a problem with that. Rava said that it's working with the mahalach of Goyrin and Moisif and Vidarshan. Either way, another major infusion and injection of Teresh Bapet in terms of how exactly you're supposed to understand this. Either way, from here until the end of the daf is going to be from the previous cycle. Says the Gemara, the high Tana, my Slomi Hacha. There's another Tana who learned it out from somewhere at the time. He learned it a Braisa. V'yor Ashoisa Melamed Shabal Yoyrish Es Ishtoi Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now, this Pshat, says the Rashbam, is just a very abridged version of the previous Gemara. V'yor Ashoisa, it's in line with the Goyin Umaysif in the Darshan. But in this Braisa is where we have the other Tana. Rabbi Shmuel, Lomi Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Tzarech, you don't have to say that. You don't have to come on to such a convoluted Goyin Umaysif in the Darshan to be able to establish this Chiddush of Ha'ish Yeres Es Ishtoi. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, V'chol Bas Yeresh Es Nachala Mimatois Bnei V'chol Bas Yeresh Es Nachalois Mimatois Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Bas sobas abal hakosim medaber." Va'omer, and the pasuk says, "V'leisisiv nachla levnei Yisrael mimata almata." Va'omer, and the pasuk says, "V'leisisiv nachla mimata lemata acher." So these psukim are going to be the topic of today's daf, and we're going to go into them in somewhat detail. But before we go into the detail of the psukim, what's the background? What's the pasuk talking about? So in the end of Parashas Maaseh, one of the last psukim in Sefer Bamidbar, so the Torah mentions an azara that you may have never heard of. And the reason you may have not heard of it is because it was an azara that was only negeya at that time, but it's not something that was noyeg l'doiros. Pasuk says that that first generation of Yidden that entered Eretz Yisrael, that divided Eretz Yisrael, there was an iser that any woman that was standing, meaning she was oymed to yarshin property from her father, when it came time for her to get married, she wasn't allowed to marry outside of her shevet. So let's say there was a woman from Shevet Reuven, and she's someone that stood to get a Yerusha. So the halacha is, she cannot marry somebody from Shevet Shimon. Because if she would marry somebody from Shevet Shimon, and then she yarshined her chelek, which was from Reuven, it would come out that something that's supposed to be in the Nachla of Reuven is transferring over to the Nachla of Shimon. So for that reason, it says in the Torah over and over and over again that you have to be sensitive. The Torah says like this, V'leisisoiv nachalo levnei Yisrael mimata almata. You're not allowed to transfer a Yerusha from one Shevet to another Shevet. Ki ish benachla tmata avoysav yitbeku b'nei Yisrael. And the Pasuk continues. It says, Chobas yereshes nachalo mimatis b'nei Yisrael. Any woman that stands to Yarshin, le'echa mimishpatis matei aviyatil v'isha. She can only marry somebody from her own. She can only marry somebody from her own Shevet. Why? Because otherwise, it's going to transfer from Shevet to Shevet. And then the Pasuk says it a third time. Now let her move a Nachla from one Shevet to another Shevet. Says the Gemara, if it's a husband doesn't yarshin his wife, then what's this whole Isser that a woman who stands to yarshin is not allowed to marry somebody from another shevet? What's the concern? The concern is that this woman's going to yarshin her father from Shevet Reuven, she's going to get married, and somehow that nachla is going to transfer over to Shevet Shimon. How did it transfer? Probably because when she dies, her husband's going to yarshin her. So you see that ish yoyrish asishtik. Now the Gemara is going to ask an obvious kasha. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe the husband doesn't yarshin, but maybe the concern is she's going to have a son. The son is going to follow the shevet of his father, who's Shevet Shimon, and when she dies, her son is going to yarshin, and that's how it's going to move from shevet to shevet. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. But for right now, said Rabbi Shmuel, I need to do a gerun of my sifin v'darshin. I have to come up with
such a patent to figure out how you know a husband yarshins his wife? Of course a husband yarshins his wife. There's three psukim in the Torah of Parshas Maaseh that tell me that any woman that's Yereshes Nachla, that stands to yarshin, is not allowed to marry outside of Shevet, because when she gets married, the Yerusha is going to transfer. Zoysay Meres. You see that a husband yarshins his wife, because if a husband doesn't yarshin his wife, how in the world is it going to transfer? And the Gemara brings all three psukim. Va'omer says the Gemara, I have a fourth pasuk. The pasuk says, Ve'lazar ben Aharon meis, Elazar, the son of Aharon, died. Va'yikperu oisai begivas Pinchas benoi. And they buried him in the chelka of his son Pinchas. Says the Gemara, V'chiminai le'Pinchas shalai hoyolai le'Elazar. It sounds like that this estate belonged to Pinchas, but it didn't belong to Elazar, as if Pinchas was the neged of Balabas. He owned something that didn't belong to his father. How's it possible? How did Pinchas end up owning something that didn't belong to Elazar? Ella, says the Gemara, presumably, Melamed Shanasa Pinchas Isha. Pinchas must have gotten married. Umesa, his wife died. V'yarsha, and he yarshed. So you see again that a Baal Zayarsha Tishtai. V'oimer, says Rabbi Shmuel, if the first four Makaris I brought you are not enough, I'll bring you a fifth Makar. And this is already from Divrei Ayyamin. Uskuv. Hoyludas Yair, Skov had a son Yair, Vayihi Loi Esrim Vesholich Arim Beretz Agilad. And Loi means Yair, so Skov is the father, has a son Yair. Yair owned 23 cities in Eretz Agilad. Faith the Gemara the same Shiloh, the Shimnayim Liyar, Shalahoyla the Skov. How did Yair end up with 23 cities that didn't belong to his father? Malamid must be Shanasa Yair Isha. Yair got married, Umesa, his wife died, Vyarsha, and he Yarshinda. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't have to come unto the Gurna Masifin Vidarshan to teach me the halacha that our Isha is Yair is Ishtai. I know it because these five psukim, three in Parshas Maaseh, one with the Sefer Yeshua, and then the last one in Divrei Hayomim, based on the cheshbon we just spoke at, I know that it is the Yerusha sister. Says the Gemara, my volume, why Rabbi Shmuel himself need five psukim? Why wouldn't one have been enough? Says the Gemara, because even Rabbi Shmuel acknowledged that not all of these Makaris were great Makaris. How so? The Chitema, says the Gemara, Besibis Aben Kapikra, what we mentioned earlier, you're bringing me a raya from the fact that the Torah says, Loi Siso, this Isser, a woman that's Yereshes Nachla is not allowed to marry somebody from another Shevet because you don't want the land, the Nachla, to transfer from Shevet to Shevet. That's a raya that the husband yashins his wife. What's the raya? Maybe a husband doesn't yashin his wife. Maybe you're worried about the son. That's right. Bishmol knew one makar wouldn't be enough. He brought a second makar. So why do you need a second makar? Oh, it's probably teaching me something. What would it be teaching me? It would be teaching me that the concern of Asavas Nachla, of the Nachla going from Shevet to Shevet, is not only the son, but it's the husband as well. Okay, so two should have been enough. Why do you need a third? Because Rabbi Shmuel, again, acknowledged that maybe there's a pirch on the second. Because maybe really the second pasuk is not coming to be mechadish, that there's an issue of hasovas habal, that the baal is yerushas ishtai. And maybe the concern in the second pasuk is the same as the first pasuk. Why do you need a second pasuk? Because in the second pasuk there's already a lois asay. Had it only said, then I would only know the essay. Lois sisay, that's already mechadish alav. What's risen again? That's why he had to bring a third pasuk. Okay, so now that you have a third pasuk, you should certainly be fine. Why did he need even a fourth pasuk? Because v'chitem, you'll tell me the third pasuk is also not a raya. Laver olav b'shnei lavin ve'esa. Maybe it's coming to teach me that there's two lavin and an asay. Toshma, a fourth pasuk. Oh, very good. We'll see. Toshma ve'loza ben aharoin mei. So he brings a raya from Elazar. Pinchas had his own nachla with Pinchas. Come to Nachla. L'chayru, anything Pinchas got when he came to Eretz Yisrael was really given to his father. Where does Pinchas get from without Elazar? It must be Yashin from his wife. But says the Gemara, but Rabbi Shmuel acknowledged that's not either such a good makar. Maybe Pinchas got, but he didn't get it from his wife, he got it from his mother. Meaning maybe Elazar's wife died. And really, a baal is not Yerush's ishtai. So when Elazar's wife died, who Yashin'd? The son. So now Pinchas has it, and not Elazar. Umesav Yarsa Pinchas. Tashma. That's why we have a fifth pasuk. Skuv Hayladas Yar. Vichitei Mahasam Nami Hachiu. Maybe it was the same thing over there. Maybe Skuv's wife died, and Skuv didn't Yarshin, because the Baal is not Yair, it's Ishtoi, so it ends up going to Yair, the son. Ken Trey Kari Lamali, why did the Torah have to tell to me? The Torah is not stam telling me, Maisalach Ba'alma, that he owned 23 cities. Who cares? What if if there's a halacha that's being taught, then it does matter. So it's in Kroya Seira to teach me that you know how Yair ended up with these 23 cities, probably because he yashin it from his wife. So from this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, says Rabbi Yishmael, checkmate, meaning I have five psukim. But I understand that you could be mafakfik on each one of these psukim. The fifth pasuk is the giveaway. That's where I know for sure this halacha that Ish Yair is the Sishlech. So it's not from Goyin and Maisif and Vidarshan. We don't have to distort the pasuk shot in a pasuk, but rather I could learn now from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Rav Papa told Labaya, Mimai. I still don't agree with you. Maybe a husband can yashin his wife. The first three psukim that talk about this issue of a basi reshes nachla not marrying outside of a shevet, it's not because of the husband, it's really because of the son. The yahir had a yar end up with 23 cities. The zavin mizmen, he bought them. Doesn't mean he yashin, nobody had to die. We don't have to make this so complicated. He bought it. Upinchas nami. The zavin mizmen, Pinchas also. He bought property. Why can't you say that he just bought these cities? Why the Torah tell it to me? I don't know. The Torah told it to me. The Rashbam says, Sipur Dvam Ba'alma. The Torah decided to tell me. It's not such a kasha. Amalei. So he's like the Rashbam. First wide line. The Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. That's what it was. Amalei. So he told him back. Abai told Rapapa, Pinchas is of a Mizmah the Masasam. You can't tell me that Pinchas bought it. The Imkain of Lomdus. And maybe we'll speak about this Lomdus tomorrow. Nimtza Sadach Hezeres B'Yevel. Because it's going to come out that if Pinchas bought this field, it's a stay achuza. The field has to go back by Yevel. I mean, he has it for a limited amount of time. So how would Pinchas have a right to bury his father Elazar? That was the context of the pasuk. The Elazar ben Ahari mace, Vayikper Ruoisei begivas Pinchas benoy, Ashenitin le'dahar Ephraim. He buried his father in that city. Now, if that chelka is going to go back by Yevel, because Pinchas bought it, he would have no right to bury his father there because his father is going to be there forever. So how then could he bury him there for a short period of time? The nimtza tzadik kavur bekever she'enoy shaloi. So again, we'll speak about this tomorrow. There's a lot of nice raid on this. Ela Ema says the Gemara, you're right. Okay, maybe Pinchas could have bought it, but the nafli mistake haramim. Maybe he got it from a cherim. And Rashbam says there's two psukim in the Torah called cherim b'Yisrael l'chayiyah. V'hoy asada b'tzeisa b'yoyvel kodesh l'ashem k'stei ha-cherim. So there's an idea that people sometimes will menadif things, like just he could be makdish something that it's going to belong to Gevaya. There was a concept of a hektish, like a cherim, that belonged to the kehanim. So again, the point is, it's not muchach at all that you have any halacha. It could be the three psukim and then the parashas maseh that clearly suggest that there's a way for a male to yarshin a female. That's the whole yusoid of asavas nachla. But who said that the male is the husband? Maybe it's the son. And as it relates to Yeshua with Elazar and Pinchas, and then Skuv and Yair and Divrei Hayomim, maybe it's Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. He bought it, he got it, Becherim, whatever. We can work it out. It's not Muchach anywhere that's coming to teach me a halacha. The bottom line is, that's the Gemara's Dichoy, not being able to learn a halacha that Ish Yeris is Ishtoy from this Gemara. But there's an obvious kash on this Gemara. The Gemara, for some reason, is fighting. The Gemara is like really not happy, saying that the parasha of Asovas Nachlo is a raya that a Baal is Yeris is Ishtoy. The Gemara says, it says three psukim about Hasavas Nachla. Tired? It says three psukim about Hasavas Nachla. Says the Gemara, and even though there's three psukim, so that at first glance it seems like this Kroya Seir is to teach me about Yerush Ishtoi, but it's not Muchach, because maybe one pasuk is to teach me the Yasa, the second pasuk is to teach me the Loisa Asse, and the third pasuk is to teach me two Lavin and an Asse. Bishloimo, the Esa, the Loisa, so okay, it's Negeya, Malkus, it's Negeya, in Asse, Doicha, Loisa, say the Esa. But two Lavin and an Asse, what do we get from that? Why would it be better to be Moikum, the parish of Asovas Nachla, that it's the son that Yarshins? And the reason the Torah chases it over so many times is to walk away with such a chaymer, two Lavin and an Asse. Wouldn't it make more sense, like the Gemara thinks in the Havamina, that the Kray Yisrael is teaching me a halacha in Hilchas Nachlis, and that is that we're not only concerned about the Asavas Nachla from the son's perspective, but we're concerned about the Asavas Nachla from the husband's perspective as well. And let's learn that Oish is Yoirish es Ishle. As Oifrek Taisvah says, the Ritva, to answer Taisvah's Kasha, that it's Muchach in this Gemara, that the Gemara is not so comfortable with the whole idea that a Baal is Yoirish es Ishle. And it's a very big bidiyevet. Meaning, if the Gemara in Svara was comfortable with the halacha being that a husband gets the yarish in his wife, of course, this would be an easy makar. But the Gemara doesn't like it, and that's why the Gemara is fighting. The Gemara would rather say, trei lavin v'esei, than walk away from this sugya saying that a baal is yarish ishtei. Why is that? Sakti Ritva, very simple, because Yerusha is really tali in kurva. It's tali in mishpacha. Mishpacha, sabkri in mishpacha. And a husband to a wife, he comes from two different families. They're from two opposite sides of the world. They're not craven in the sense of how the Torah, they're not blood relatives, exactly. So from that standpoint, the Torah is not so, the Gemara wasn't so comfortable with establishing a din. No, but the less brayer, at the end of the whole sugya, we walk away with makaris that about zeir shishtai. But the reason the Gemara wasn't so happy with it is because at the end of the day, it is a little bit of a doich. So on this topic of about yerush ishtai, and really the ritvaz yusoid, so it's an insight into a very important lundus. We really get a chance to start speaking out some of the lundus in Yesh Neuchlin. So this will be the first little shtickle that we get to speak out in terms of understanding some of the mechanics, some of the lundus of Yesh Neuchlin. I was thinking yesterday that Yesh Neuchlin is very yevamistic. First of all, a lot of people die. You play Jewish geography, the cousins, you have to have a cheshbon. So a lot of cheshbon that's really logic. So it's not math. It's not back of the envelope arithmetic, but it's back of the envelope logic. You're doing a lot of these, a lot of Yevamos thinking Cheshbonis, as we'll see in Matzah Shem, as we get into some of the Tifa Sugis of Yesh Neuchlin. It's also very geschmack like Yevamos is. But either way, so this idea that a Baal is Yerush as Ishtai. So Pasha Pshat, you learn that the Chiddush of a Ish Yerush as Ishtai is that at the end of the day they are craven, even though they're not blood relatives, but they are relatives. Adam Karev Eitzel Ishtai, and being that Adam is Karev Eitzel Ishtai, so it makes sense that he should have a din that he gets to, he should yarish his wife as well. Poshet mitzad the kurva shabbat. However, there's a toisus in two places in Shas. Toisus later in the sugis of Perak Yesh Neuchlin, and toisus mesechtes ksubis daf nun vav amid beis, where toisus says bezeh haloshin, quoting toisus ksubis nun vav. The leidamya yerushas habal l'sha yerushos shabbos machmas kurva. Toisus over there says that even though it's taka and eschadish from the sugi that we're learning that a bal is yerushas ishtoi, but it's cholik b'yisoid. The gather of Baal Yerush as Ishtoi from Shar Dine Yerusha. Shar Dine Yerusha, a boy's machmas kurva. Baal that's Yerush as Ishtoi is not Yerush machmas kurva. There's a new din. Shailos, what's this din? Say the Achroinim, Uberoshim Rav Shmuel Rizovsky. She said that the gather of Baal Yerush as Ishtoi works mitzad the schusim that every man has in his wife. It's a Mishnah in Besachtis. Where the Mishnah says that a man is zoicha in many things of his wife. Maisi Odea, Haforas Nedorim, Mitziyasa, Seid Achroinim, says Rav Shmuel, Bruvain says it as well, that the lumdis of a Baal Yerush Ishtoi is that a husband has certain schusim in his wife. And one of the schusim that he has is that he gets to yarshin her. So it's not the pshat that he's the next of kin in terms of kurva, memela he gets it. It's mischusei ha'ishos, being that he has schusim in his wife, one of those schusim, a sif cotton in Ilchas Ishus, not in Ilchas Nachos, in Ilchas Ishus, is that he has a schus to be able to yarshin as well. If you look in the Rishonim, there's different Lishonis in the Rishonim that seem to suggest this. But I saw in that Teresh Shmuel, in his Mavo, in his Akdom at the Perek Yesh Neuchlin, he brings from his Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Gurwitz Shlita, who brought a Raya Nifla to this Yisoy. This is hashtag super lumdus, but it's Kedai, the Halkop, from a Rajba in the beginning of Perek HaZorik in Mesech Tisgit, we're Mamash in Yeshiva right now. The 8th parak in Masechtas Gittin, in parak Azorik, begins with halacha. Azorik get l'ishtoi. If somebody throws a get to his wife, so the halacha is, if he throws it into her chatzar is going to be kinyan. This is the makarta, kinyan chatzar. Fake the Gemara Akasha. How in the world is it possible for a woman to get divorced by the get isha falling into her chatzar? L'chura, kol masha kona, isha kona baila. So being that she's married right now, so her husband owns the chatzar, so when he threw it into her chatzar, he's really throwing it into his chatzar. He's throwing it into his chatzar, gave it himself. It's not a benasa miyada. So how in the world is this gerushin going to happen? Says the Gemara, Amr Abelaza, b'kaisav ladinu dvarim ein libenachzayich. It's talking about where the husband was masalik himself. He walked away from it. He wrote it. He said that I don't want to have anything to do with the fate of the Gemara. Does that work? Says the Gemara, b'ayid arusa. The point is, there is a time and place where it's possible for a husband to walk away from something that he owns. That's exactly what happened. The husband was misalik himself from his bailus that he has in this chatzar. So if he walked away from his bailus in this chatzar, it ends up being hers. And the meila, that's how he's able to divorce. Freik the Rashba, Kasha. Freik the Rashba, I don't understand. Being that the halacha is that when this woman dies, the husband's going to yashin her. So why does it matter that he wrote din udvarim einli b'nachsayich? Who cares? At the end of the day, he still has a schus. He still has a din that he's going to yashin his wife. And being that he still has a din that he's going to yashin his wife, it shouldn't help. So, Dr. Rashba, maybe, you have to say, that the Gemara left out one piece. When he was misalik himself from this chatzar, he wasn't only misalik himself from the chatzar right now, as long as she's alive, but really what he told her, or what he wrote her, was, Einli b'nachsayich, b'chayich u'b'maysach. So he walked away from the schus Yerusha that he has as well. What's here. So he walked away from the Yerusha, being that he... Before, but it has to happen before the gift. But being that he walked away from the Yerusha, so Mela's not a kasha. But Dr. Rashba, I don't think it's an issue anyways. Literally, I don't think he would have to say that. Why? Because just like that loch is that if you would rent it to her, or if you'd be mashal it to her, that loch is, it would be her, she'd be able to be koinately in chatzar. So just like the fact that he has a little bit of a shaykhis to it, al-yudei, the fact that he's still the owner. She's only a renter. She's only a shayl. And that wouldn't shter. So the fact that he is Yairish's ishtoy, that shouldn't be a shter either. But Freit Rav Avram Gurwitz, what's going on here? Gewalt. How do you understand Pashup Shad and this Rajba? The fact that when she dies, the Baal's going to yarshin her, that should be a stira to her be the owner right now and her be able to acquire this get, al yudei, kinyan chatzar. How does Yerusha work? Yerusha is the pshat. Right now, Reuven owns this. Now Reuven died. Reuven can't own anything. He's not alive anymore. It's hefker. Us, instead of making it hefker, the Torah said there's a parish. A ger has no craving. What happens? It becomes hefker. So we have a parish of nachlois. A yid has craving. Somewhere you're a karev. He's going to step forward. He's the one that's going to end up getting it. But as long as the person's alive, it's his. He's not a shutif together with his potential yairish. He owns it 100%. After he dies, it transfers. It goes from the rishus of who owned it to the rishus of the person that's going to yashin it. So, vasfrek the Rajba, that the fact that Baal Yerush is ishtoy, that should be a chasarn of v'nasam biyada. So, who cares that he said dinidvar me'endu b'nachsayach? But at the end of the day, he still is the Yerush. The fact that he's the Yerush has no impact, right? That just means that later, when it becomes hefker, he's the one that's going to get it. But why should that be a chasarn right now? So, Zokhtav from Guritz, vaisleis in Rajba, this yisayt from Shmuel, this yisayt from Reuven, yisayt of the Gedoyli Achrayim. You see this idea. You see that the gather of Baal Yerush's Istai is the pshat that he has a schus in her kinyan. And in the Rashba, you see one step further. That schus that he has really right now. Bizman that the Ishus is kayev, he has a schus. You're right, it's not something that's going to manifest itself l'maisa until after she dies. Because the gather of the schus is that when she dies, it's like the schus afar. He has a schus afar right now. It's only negay if she makes another. Okay, so it's only negay. It only plays itself out in the ilam ha'maisa when she dies. But right now, he has a schus. And that was the Rashba's kasha. If he has a schus right now, maybe it shouldn't be enough that it was kasav law. He should have to say b'chay. Kamash Malan says the Rashba, it's not worse than a mashal and a masker. You see, by a mashal and a masker, it doesn't shter the fact that I'm a little bit of a bailam. So this is not going to shter either, but a beautiful super lum this.
Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omer Abaya. Abaya said, now, yesterday, on the top of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara darshaned a little bit this pasuk of the Chol Bas Yereshes Nachala Mi Matis Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara darshaned Matis is a Lashon Rabin, which suggests that it's possible for a girl and a son also. The Gemara learned that Ben Kal V'Chomer Mi Bas to Yarshin Shnei Matis. Fake the Gemara Heich Bas Yereshes Shnei Matis. How do you Yarshin two Matis? If somebody dies, he's from one shevet. Either from Shevet Reuven, or from Shevet Shimon, or from Shevet Levi, or Yehuda. How could you be from multiple Shvatim? Says the Gemara, Elazusha, via mi Shevet Echad, even mi Shevet Achad. It was talking about where the father belonged to one Shevet, the mother belonged to another Shevet, Umesu, they both died, the Yarshasan, and she Yarshin, both of them. Right? That was the Gemara. Now, this pasuk of Echol Bas, Yereshes Nachala, is in the end of Parashas Maaseh. It's in this context right here. V'chol bas yereshes nachal mimatis b'nei Yisrael le'echod mimashpatchas matei oviyati elish. When she gets married, she has to make sure that she marries somebody from her family. Because of this idea of asovas nachlo, you have to make sure you don't transfer the nachlo from one shevet to another shevet. Freit abaya, let's pick out the kasha outside first. I have a problem with this. If the pasik minei ube is talking about, you have to halkap, a girl that yarshin from two shvatim, her mother was from Shevet Reuven, her father was from Shevet Shimon. She Yarshin now from two Shvatim. That means the Nachla that she has is partially from Shevet Reuven, and it's partially from Shevet Shimon. Whoever she marries, there's going to be a Hasavas Nachla.
Because let's say she marries somebody from Shevet Shimon, her father Shevet. Being that part of what she got was from Shevet Reuven, that chelik is being transferred to Shevet Shimon. Let's say she marries somebody from Shevet Reuven, her mother Shevet. The chelik that she got from her father, which was originally from Shevet Shimon, is transferring over to Shevet Reuven. So the Torah says, "Kol bas yereshes nachlo mimatas b'nei Yisrael." Any woman that stands to Yarshim, marry someone from your Shevet. Because if you marry outside of your Shevet, you're moving nachlo from Shevet to Shevet. But the Gemara darshan on the kufiyat aleph amid aleph that the bas that's yereshes nachlo in this pasuk is talking about some of the Yarshin matos to Shvatim. So she already has from two Shvatim. So whoever she marries, you're going to have a problem. This was Abaye's Kasha. So you almost have to pause the Gemara that we're learning and hold the thought. Go back to Kufyat Aleph Amid Aleph and deal with Abaye's Ha'ara. So Amar Abaye, Freik Abaye, Soif Soif Hakom Esakra Nachla, Mishifto De Ima, Leshifto De Abba. Now if you take a look at the Rashbam says that there were different Gersois how to learn this Gemara. If you have the new Gemaras, it's in bold here on the bottom. So let's look at it from the Rashbam's Gersa, not the Gersa that you have in the Gemara, here on the bottom. The Eshta Breit De Shira. On the bottom, the Rashbam. Ela Hachi Gar Sinan. The Chain Nimtza B'Chuvas Rabbeinu Gershom Or Eni Agoyles Atza. Omer Abaye. Abaye said, Soif Soif. Akom Asachar Nachal Meshiv Tadim. Adu Shifta Da Abba. Says the Gemara Mimai. What's the kasha? So whoever was responding to Abaye told Abaye, why is it such a kasha? Dil Mashani Hasam Shekfar Husba. But there it's different. Why is it different? Vir Da Asavas Nachla already took place. Had already take place. Because this girl, Yashin, her mother and her father. Now this girl, what Shevet is she shayach to? Her father Shevet. The Shevet, that Yichus goes based on the father. So when she yarchened her mother, there already was an Asovas Nachla. Now how was she allowed to put herself in a situation where she was able to yarchen her mother if she's from her father Shevet? So we spoke about this yesterday. Rishbam addressed it right in the beginning of Gesugya. And Daf Kufi and Aleph Amid Aleph. So that was already the address. But the point is it happened Beheter. It was okay. But right now when she yarchens, the Asovas Nachla already took place. So what are you worried about? You're worried that this girl who yarshin from her mother and from her father is going to marry someone from her father, Shevet. That ship sailed already. As soon as she yarshin from her mother, it already happened. But Abaye responded, V'dilma shekvar husba le'amrino. Abaye said, I'm not so sure that's a good svara, shekvar husba. Amalei Rav Yehmer to Rav Ashi. Rav Yehmer told Rav Ashi, what was Abaye thinking? I am Rav Pishlam amrino shekvar husba shaper. If you say the svara shekvar husba, you can understand the pasuk. Right? The Torah says that this bas who's Yeresha Shnei Matos, so she yashin from her mother or from her father, she has a little bit from Reuven, a little bit from Shimon, she herself is from Shevet Shimon, marry someone from Shevet Shimon. I hasovas nachla, you're taking from Reuven to Shimon, it already happened. When she yashin, her mother, and she was from Shevet Shimon, that hasovas nachla already took place. But Abaye is not sure if that's a svar Eli, Amrit Lula, Yamrina Shekvar Huzba, Homesakr Nachla Meshifted the Imel, Shifted the Abba. Then how do you understand? Meaning, why is Abaye saying, Vidulma Shekvar Huzba Leyamrinon, and walking away, not knowing how to understand the pasuk? Wouldn't it make more sense to acknowledge that there's a svara Shekvar Huzba, and you understand? Shad in the parasha. The parasha says, you're right, this girl who yashin from her mother and father should marry someone from her father, Shevet. Ay, hasovas nachlo. No, shekvar husba. That shipperit. But Abaye is not sure if you say shekvar husba. Yes, if you don't say shekvar husba, then how do you give us a chanetza? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. So Rav Ashi told Rav Yehmer, you know what Abaye was thinking? Abaye's other tzad was that maybe this girl, when she gets married, is the mintzavala legavra da avui mishifta da avua v'ime mishifta v'ime. Maybe she has to find someone that has the same yichus. Someone whose mother is from Shevet Reuven, and someone whose father is from Shevet Reuven. And that was Abaye's clear. That's what he wasn't sure. Abaye saw a pasuk that said, v'chobas, yireshes nachal matis b'nei Yisrael. And Chazal darshin matis et sheyarshin from her mother, from her father, because they were from two different shvatim. Says the Torah, marry someone from your father Shevet. Doesn't mean marry someone that's exclusively from your father Shevet. Ah, Yasovas Nachla. It happened already. When she yarshined from her mother, being that she's from her father Shevet, that Yasovas Nachla already took place. Oh, you don't know. Maybe Shekfar Huzba Loyam Rinon. Maybe you do have to worry about Yasovas Nachla. Then what does the pasuk mean? The Torah says marry someone from your father Shevet. If you're worried about the new Asavas Nachla, how are you going to end for that? The Torah says marry someone that has this same Tzemish Teichas. Someone whose mother's again from Reuven, his father's from Shevet Shimon. But the Gemara says, shouldn't the Torah have said that? So maybe the pasuk itself should be the Gilui. That's not the pshat. Because what does the pasuk say? It doesn't say you have to look at who the mother Shevet is. It says the Gemara, no, could be it's not a raya. Maybe really it means you have to look at the mother too. Why didn't the Torah say it? Because had it said it, I would have thought, maybe it works in the reverse. Maybe if the father would be from Reuven and the mother would be from Shimon. It'd be faker te yichos. Point is, one parent from here, one parent from there would also be good. Torah thought it would be a little bit misleading. So that's why Torah just said, me mata be'savia. Make sure the father's from the same shevet. What about the mother? Maybe you do have to worry about the mother, because otherwise it's going to be a savas nachlo. Either way, so we have here the parish, and then the parish is maseh. The Isser of Leisisiv Nachlo Levnei Yisrael, it says Leisisiv again, there's two Lavin, there's an essay, and there was a discussion in the Gemara, is this a Raya, that Ish is Yerush is Ishtai? Because if you're worried about Asavas Nachlo, obviously you're implying that a girl that Yarshins her father, if she marries somebody from another Shevet, when she dies, the Nachlo's going to transfer. Why? Presumably because the husband's going to Yarshin. But I said, no, maybe it means the son is going to yashin. Why do I need three psukim, two lavin, and an essay, all for the son? But that was the nidin in the Gemara. Could you prove from here, Baal is Yerush is Ishtai? Or can you not prove from here, Baal is Yerush is Ishtai? How would you prove Baal is Yerush is Ishtai? Because the concern is hasavas nachla of the husband. That would be a raya that the Baal is Yerush is Ishtai. If the concern is the hasavas nachla of the ben, then you wouldn't have a raya that the Baal is Yerush is Ishtai. So we have one final Gemara on this note. Tanya besibas haben, v'tanya besibas habal. The Rashbam says that this Gemara is a little bit misleading. At first glance, it sounds like there's one Braisa that learned the psukim that the concern is sibas habal. There's another Braisa that learned the psukim that the concern is sibas haben. But that's not what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to bring two Braises, both of which are going to learn the psukim, both besibas haben and besibas habal. So tanya besibas haben, v'tanya besibas habal, tanya besibas haben, v'leisisiv nachlo levnei Yisrael, mimato el mato. That's the first leisisiv that's mentioned in the pasuk. Says the Gemara, besibas haben akasim edaber. The Torah is concerned about this woman now dying, after she yarshin from her father, and now she'll have a son who's from another shevet, because she married into another shevet, and that son is going to yarshin. At imer besibas haben, you hold the concern is besibas haben or ina el besibas habal. Maybe it's besibas habal. The main afkamina. Let's prove from here that it ishes yarish is ishtoi. Says the gemara kshuoyim, and when it says leisiv nachlo mata lamata acher, when it says the second pasuk kari besibas habal omer, I already have a pasuk besibas habal. Amani mekayim leisiv nachlo bnei yisrael mimata lamata besibas haben hakasim adaver. Says the brayso, one pasuk of leisiv besibas haben. The other pasuk of Leisisiv is Sivis Habal. Tanya Idach, a similar braisa. For Leisisiv Nachlo Mimata Lemata Acha. That's the second Leisisiv. Besibas Habal Akasim Medaber. Ata Ime Besibas Habal. You tell me that pasuk is worried about the Hasobo to the Baal. Oh, Yen Yel Besibas Haben. Kshuoyim, when it says Leisisiv Nachlo Bnei Yisrael Mimata Lemata, the first pasuk. Harei Yasibas Haben Om. Hamani Mekayim, but Leisisiv Nachlo Lemata Lemata Achar. Besibas Habal Hakosuv Medaber. Either way, both prices say the same thing. That the first Leisisiv is talking about Sibas HaBen. The second Leisisiv is talking about Sibas HaBal. Says the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mios, Lemata Lemata Achar Besibas Habal Hakosuv Medaber. Everybody had the second Leisisiv referring to the Baal, the first one talking about the Ben. My Mashma, how do you know that? Simin Omar. So if you look in the Mesiris Hashas, in some Gemaras, it says, Yesh Oymim, that it was the name of an Amoira. Simin Omar, Simin said, in the name of Rabba Bar Rav Shelo, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ish. The second Loisisiv says, Ish. For Loisisiv Nachla Mimata Lamata Acher, Ki Ish Benachalasa. Ish is the husband. So you see, what are you worried about? You're worried about this girl not marrying into another Shevet because of the husband. Frek de Gemara, Travayo Ish Ksivbu. If you look at the first one, it says also, V'leisisiv nachlo levnei Yisrael mimata amato, ki ish. So that can't be the raya. Elo amar av nachem by Yisrach, amakro yidbeku. It says yidbeku. Yidbeku is v'dovak be'ishtoi. That's Ishus. Frek de Gemara, Travayo Yidbeku Ksivbu. They both say yidbeku. Elo marav, amakro yidbeku matos. The two matos are coming together. V'dovak be'ishtoi. The ish is from one mata. The ish is from another mata. That's the raya. That it says only by the second pasuk yidbeku matos. The first pasuk says yidbeku b'nei Yisrael. The second pasuk says yidbeku matos b'nei Yisrael. The word matos, the two shvatim. That's the one that's talking about a husband and a wife. Rav Ashiyam amakro mimata lamata achar uben lav achar hu. When a son yarshins, he's not coming as an achar. Oh, so we'll talk about that another day. But for now, the ben is not the acher. The husband is the acher. Second pasuk says acher. The first pasuk doesn't say acher. That's how we know that the first pasuk is talking about sibas haben. The second pasuk is talking about sibas haba. So before we conclude, I want to go back and talk a little bit about her Ish Es Imoy. So Ish Es Imoy was really the topic of Shabbos' daf. It was the topic of yesterday's daf. The halacha is her Ish Es Imoy. So the halacha is that a man yashins his mother, yashins his father, yashins, says the Gemara, you know what I mean. So the sugi began on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Bin Beis. How do you know that a son yashins his mother? Now the emes is, at first glance, why would you think that a son shouldn't yashin his mother? If a son yashins his father, so what do you see from there? That when a man dies, who yashins his son, then his daughter. So why would you think that a mother would be different? So the Rashbam already bavarned the kasha. The Rashbam said, and that's the way we learned the Gemara yesterday when we learned the daf. The shaila in the Gemara is not, how do you know that a man yashins his mother? Of course a man yashins, why shouldn't he? The shaila is, how do you know that the son has kedima over the daughter? In fact, there's a shittas Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatsuf who holds that the son doesn't have kedima. Chabam argue, as though he's mashma from the Mishnah, that the stam Mishnah is that the boy comes first, ha'ish yerush esima, as opposed to the isha. The same kedima, the same mishpat habachayra that the son has over the daughter when the father dies, the son has over the daughter when the mother dies. So that was the shaila in the Gemara. How do you know not that the son yarshins? Why shouldn't he yarshin? But how do you know that the son comes before the daughter? But Tosfos doesn't learn the Gemara that way. Tosfos learns the Gemara k'pshutai. Minan, immediately, how do you know that a son yarshins his mother? And Tosfos is very bothered. I'm a riva. He says, I don't understand. What was the havimin of the Gemara? Why would I think that a son shouldn't yarshin his mother? Freit b'b'chanun and kovet shiurim. And he blibes tzorich ion. He says, I'll tell you a poshet pshat, why we needed a new makar that a son should yarshin his mother. You can't learn it from the fact that he yarshins his father. Because one of the biggest soidis throughout Perek Yesh Noichlin is that mishpachas av kriya mishpacha u mishpachas aim ain't a kriya mishpacha. What does that mean? Even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you dan kurva, there's no maila to being a paternal relative versus being a maternal relative. For example, Hilchas Tzulei Yedas, a karvus pasal Yedas, and Hilchas Arayas. It doesn't matter if it's a chosem in a'av or if it's a chosem in a'ayim. In Hilchas Stoko, where there's an idea of aniyah and mishpachtecha koidim, it doesn't matter if it's from your father's side or from your mother's side. A karv is a karv is a karv. You never find this idea. When it comes to Dina Yerusha, there's a locha of mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. The way the lamdim say it over, the achreinim, the way they say it in yeshiva, is that the taich, the taich of kurva in Hilchis Nachlas is not karev. Because in karev there really is no difference. There's a new agdara, mishpacha. Mishpacha, there's a halacha, mishpacha, sav, kriya, mishpacha, mishpacha, same man, kriya, mishpacha. See, you want to know, are we relatives? Of course we're relatives. I may be your cousin, but we're not mishpacha. It's mishpacha, part of the family. That's already a whole different lumpness. So mishpachas, yeah, vada, in Hilchis Korvo, wherever the mechayiv is koroiv, avada mishpachas is called korov. In the parsha of Arayas and Psuliyedas, etc., etc. But when it comes to nachlis, it's not totally in korov. It's totally in mishpacha. That's the chiddush. And mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. Mishpachas aim ain't a kriya mishpacha. And that's the hagdara. But al kaponim, so Frank Rabbi Chanan, it's pasha. If mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, mishpachas aim ain't a kriya mishpacha, that's why I need a bond. What's the kasha? Why should a son not yarshin his mother? If a son yarshins his father, isn't it poshin ish yarshin? It's not poshin at all. A son yarshins his father, vales mishpacha. The tata's mishpacha, the mama's mishpacha. Not the tata's mishpacha. Mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. Mishpacha. Just like achoysim in a av, he can yarshin. Ochim min a av, but not ochim min a aim. So the same thing is av and an aim. Mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. As I think Rabbi Chanan, and Rabbi Chanan blaib sorachi. But lemaisa, lemaskana, what comes out from the sugya? It comes out that just like a son yarshins his father, a son does yarshin his mother. Albeit, we needed a new pasuk. V'chobas yereshes nachala mimatis b'nei Yisrael. You have to understand why. Rabbi Chanan's gerecht. Rabbi Chanan didn't understand why Tosfos didn't think that that's why we needed a new makar. Good, let's put Rabbi Chanan's kasha on Tosfos aside. But the aura of Rabbi Chanan is a great aura. If mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, and mishpachas ain't a kriya mishpacha, then why is it that a ish is yerush is imay? I understand why he's yerush is other. But why is it that he's yerush is ish? Zogin the achrayim, and again I'm saying from Gurowitz, say the achrayim vaisichos, that the parsha of a ish yoyrish as imoy is really different than the parsha of a ish yoyrish as other. And this is the second lumnus that we're speaking at in Perek Yesh Noichlin. It's true. Ish yoyrish as aviv, that's me din mishpach. His family, karev koidim, That's the regular Hilchas Nachlis. But there's a new parsha. There's a new parsha of the Chobasya Reshes Nachalam Imantis Ben Israel. That the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kufiyat Aleph Amid Aleph is the Makar, that a son yarshens his mother. And it's a parsha Mechudeshes. It's Taka Parshas Mechudeshes. Because even though really, he shouldn't yarshin, because she's not mishpacha, she's not mishpachasov, shteito anaya parsha, you're going to yarshin. He takes it a step further. He says, it could be. Where does it say, v'chol bas yereshes nachla? It's not in Parshas Pinchas. It's not in the Ikka parsha of Nachlas. There's two parshas in the Torah that talk at length with Nachlas. Yesterday we had a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. The loch of Pishnayim is talked away, Parshas Kiseitze. But that's not a parsha. The Ikka parshas of Nachlas is in Parshas Pinchas. By Midbar Chav Zayin, and it's in Parshas Maaseh, by Midbar Lamid Vav. By Midbar Lamid Chav Zayin, Parshas Pinchas doesn't say anything about a daughter Yarshin. You know where it says that a daughter Yarshins? It says it in Parshas Maaseh. Zokram Gurwitz, the word is Gevaldik. The word is, it's tubas under Parshas. Parshas Pinchas is very clear. Hakorav Korav Koidim, you have to be Mishpacha. That's a Parsha of Nachles, where Yarshin Mitzad Yukurva. Mitzad Yemishmacha. Bas is no shaykhis today. Bas is in a new parsha. That's a parsha, parsha's masay. It's a parsha mechudesh. It has nothing to do with that. But this is not even the punchline. The punchline is as follows. There's a Ramban ala Torah in parshas by Midbar that's so shver, you can't even read the words. The Ramban says like this. The pasuk says, V'im loy bas, unisatim snachalosu la'ochet. Freak the Ramban. I don't understand. We know that if somebody dies, in the Seder Anachlois is that the father of the child, Lo Aleinu, yarshins the child. How come it's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah? It was the first sugya in Yesh Neichlof. Comes before the brothers, maybe the brothers come before the father. But his father yarshins his son. It's Frek, the Ramban. Why did the Torah not mention it? Zok the Rashbam, and I quote, Vatam. The Ramban. Ki at b'mishpatei ha-Yerusha. When it comes to Yerusha, kol mancho, Neichel. Anyone that's manchel is neichel. Ki akur v'shava. It's the same relationship. V'kiva chomer ha-kosesh ha-ben yoyrish ha-sovid. So if the Torah said that a son yarshins his father, gam ha-ob yoyrish ha-ben. So v'shteitzach that the father's going to yarshin the son. Because there's no difference. You know why the Torah didn't have to say that a father yarshins the son? Because the Torah said that the son yarshins the father. So if the son yarshins the father, of course the father's going to yarshin the son. Because kol ha-neichel, manchel. It goes two ways. Merav Sinigri, first Mishnah. Yesh Noichlin u'manchilim. V'yesh Noichlin v'loy manchilim. Manchilim v'loy Noichlin. And then there's loy Noichlin v'loy manchilim. Zok the Ramban, if you learn just Chumash Rashi Ramban, you can take this literally. Anyone that's a manchil is a Noichl. Anyone that's a Noichl and that's a manchil, the Ramban was Tavid Var Mishnah. The first Mishnah, Berek Yesh Noichlin. There's Noichlin u'manchilim. There's Noichlin v'loy manchilim. Zok from Gorowitz, look in the Mishnah. Who are the Noichlin v'loy manchilim? V'ishas Imoy. For Ishas Ishtoi. Let's just talk about the first two. It's true that an Ish yarshins his mother. But as we just said, it's Choluk B'Yisoy together of how a son yarshins his mother versus how he yarshins his father. A son yarshins his father because of the Korva, like the Ramban says. They're craving. Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. A son yarshins his mother not mitzad korva, because mishpacha seim ain't a kriy mishpacha. Norvos, there's a new parsha. There's a parsha mechudeshes that a son is able to yarshin his mother. Hagam they're not kriyvim. It doesn't matter because in hilchas nachas they're not considered kriyvim. But there's a new halacha that a son yarshins his mother. When the Ramban said that kol a manchol noichol, the Ramban said ki a korva shava. If the yisoid of what's causing the nachla is the korva. So what difference does it make if I'm yarshining you, you're yarshining me? Hakorva shav, it's all the same. So if the Torah already said that the son yarshins the father, fashteitz achalein, that the father is going to be able to yarshin the son. But that's only true with the Yerusha nemsach mitzad korva. That's true by mishpachas av, where it's kriya mishpach. But a ish asimoy, with the mechayiv of the Yerusha is not the korva, because mishpachas aim ain't a kriya mishpach. Nor vasa do anaya parsha. There the logic of the Ramban doesn't exist. The Torah was mechadish that the Basis Yereshes Hazimah doesn't necessarily mean that when the daughter dies that the mother's going to yarshin her, and then a chanami does like the Mishnah. That's the Neuchlin, Malay Manchilin, Manchilin, Vinay Neuchlin. Ishes Ishtai is the same. We spoke out before the Lomdis from the Rajma and Toisvis that Ishes Ima is weiter not mitzad the Kurva. It's also not Mishpachasav. It's not this
geder of we're mishpacha, they're not blood relatives. No, there's a parasha that the husband has schusim and his wife. Doesn't necessarily mean that the wife has schusim and the husband. Ma kesher. If the nachlis is driven by the korva, then it has to be shava. And does like the Ramban. That's the yesh leichel manchilin. The yesh leichel manchilin is all the kroivim. Any parashas, any hilchas nachlis was nemtzach mitzad korva, your neichlin, your manchilin, ya korva shava. The Torah was able to be makatzer because once I know it one way, I know it the other way. Torah doesn't even have to say that a father yashin is. It's not necessary. It's partial. If the child yashin is the father, why should the father not yashin the child? It's all one is. There's a neichlin v'le manchilin. That's because those neichlin are parashas mechudashes of Yerusha. It has nothing to do with the korva. But ishes imoy, the ishes ishtoy. Either way, some beautiful on this.
I'll end on this.